From Spark and Anvil and Discrete Quest, this is Tally the Pattern Counter in Chapter 1 of the Discrete Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Tally was a small squirrel tween, no bigger than a well-fed house cat, with fur the color of warm russet leaves and creamy white under her chin. She carried a small leather pouch, always cinched tight, that clinked softly with her every quick movement. Inside were her prize stacking cubes, each one a smooth, polished block of wood and a vibrant, distinct color. Her eyes, quick and bright, constantly scanned the world, as if measuring and arranging everything she saw. Tally loved building towers, but not just any towers. She built them to show how many different ways things could be put together. This was Tally's gift, her particular way of seeing the world. She understood combinatorics, the art of counting arrangements without having to list every single one. Her hands moved with a quiet precision, her small paws expertly placing one cube atop another, then another, then another, until a new pattern emerged. Each stack was a visual representation of a discrete pattern, a silent demonstration of a mathematical truth.
"Look," Tally might say, her voice a soft, quick murmur, "if you have 3 shirts and 4 pairs of pants, how many different outfits can you make?" She would then pull out her cubes. 3 cubes, perhaps red, blue, and green, for the shirts. 4 more, maybe yellow, orange, purple, and black, for the pants. "The multiplication rule is simple," she'd explain, arranging the shirt cubes in a row, then lining up the pant cubes beneath them. If you have A choices for the first step and B choices for the second step, you just multiply A times B. 3 shirts times 4 pants equals 12 outfits. You don't have to try them all on. Her eyes would sparkle with the elegance of it, the way the numbers did the work for you.
"Sometimes the order of things really mattered. Imagine you have 3 favorite books," Tally would say, picking out 3 cubes, a worn brown one, a bright yellow one, and a deep indigo. "How many ways can you arrange them on a shelf?" She'd line them up. Brown, yellow, indigo. Then she'd rearrange them. Brown, indigo, yellow. Her paws would shift and turn the cubes, creating every possible sequence. "This is about permutations," she'd announced, showing 6 distinct arrangements. "The number of ways to arrange n distinct things is n factorial." She'd pause, letting the word hang in the air. "A factorial means you multiply n by every whole number down to 1. So 3 books is 3 times 2 times 1. That's 6. But then there were times when the order didn't matter at all. "What if you just need to choose 3 books from 5 to take on a trip?" Tally would ask, adding 2 more cubes to her collection. "You don't care which order you pick them up in, just which 3 end up in your bag." She'd demonstrate, carefully selecting 3 cubes, then explaining that picking the red, then blue, then green was the same as picking the green, then red, then blue. "These are combinations," she'd clarify. "It's a bit like permutations, but you adjust for the repeats. It's about selecting, not arranging." She'd show how 10 different sets of 3 could be chosen from 5. Tally never made combinatorics sound difficult or exclusive. "It's not hard," she'd insisted, her small tail twitching with conviction. "It's just systematic multiplication. You don't have to list each way. The arithmetic does the counting for you." She'd explain the core ideas. Multiplication rule, steps times steps. Permutations, order matters, so you use factorials. Combinations, order doesn't matter, so you use adjusted factorials.
She taught these foundational concepts with a quiet intensity. Her lessons covered the multiplication rule, permutations, and combinations, always showing the formulas for how to calculate them. She even knew about Pascal's triangle, a neat visual way to see combinations, and how sometimes you had to break a problem into smaller parts and count by cases. These were the kinds of problems found in math contests, like AMC8 and Math Counts, but Tally made them feel like a game. Tally's family had always been the market arrangers in her small village. They were the squirrels responsible for setting up the market stalls, making sure every display was laid out just right. They thought about how many ways the nuts could be stacked, how many different patterns the berries could form, and how many unique ways the fresh greens could be presented to attract the most customers. It was in her blood, this careful, systematic approach to arrangement. When she was 22, Tally walked to Discrete Quest, a place where those with unique mathematical gifts were welcomed. The mentor, a wise old owl with spectacles perched on his beak, asked her one simple question. What is combinatorics?
Tally didn't hesitate. Counting arrangements systematically, she replied, her voice firm. Multiplication rule, permutations, combinations. The arithmetic does the counting. The mentor nodded slowly, a small smile spreading across his face. You are appointed, he said. Tally never forgot that moment. She believed that understanding these patterns was a kind of freedom. It is not hard, she would often repeat. It is systematic multiplication. You don't have to list each way. And as she spoke, another arrangement of her colorful cubes would take shape, a silent testament to the power of counting without counting.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tally the Pattern Counter. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.